If you weren't in love with me, I'm just not sure why, like, why you made love with me.
Really? Come on. There could be 25 women, you could fall in love with one, and she might not feel the same.
I love you.
As far as being in love, I've certainly moved on.
I am in love with you, feeling.
Well, there's no good way, but this is the best way. People have now meet this way, right?
Hello, Internet.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Isn't it nice sometimes when you're able to watch the show and do like a whole hour's worth of items? Like, I could paint my nails right now. I could, you know, vacuum. I could clean the bathroom.
Early.
I could read a magazine. I could play an hour or two of Fallout. We could do some Legos. We could iron.
Yeah, I mean, you really got to ask yourself.
I could send a litany of text messages to a lot of people and wait for them to respond.
You got to ask yourself, did I get robbed of 1 hour tonight? Or did I get robbed of 2 hours every Monday night?
Right. Or am I going to get robbed of 3 hours next week?
Oh, almost
because
definitely.
That is the one that really is going to get us.
Almost definitely.
Wait, not just next week, but for 2 weeks straight. Because they still have to do the finale. The week
most dramatic finale ever.
Which actually will be. And then we've got After the Final Rose after that. So we have 6 hours of programming about the same 3 to 5 people that will be on our television for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, and I can't even understand one of them.
I don't know what she's saying.
Oh, Nick. I meant Nick.
Oh, Nick. Mushmouth.
Oh, yeah, Raven, too. Sorry, I can't understand half the people left on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
There are 4 people left, and I can't understand what 2 of them are saying.
No one's speaking English. Welcome to Finland.
Man, I wish Christina was still around.
Well, and then you could say the answer is finally up to 3. Now, there's 3 people on the show you can't understand.
No, I can understand her.
I know, her accent was more, like, strong and hard and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, think of all that stuff she survived.
In Soviet Russia, you don't wear lipstick. Yeah. Lipstick wears you.
Yeah. Well, if you don't eat it first.
If you don't eat it first, right. Excuse me.
So anyway.
Hi, everybody.
So we had a 1 hour show tonight. We had a 1 hour Bachelor tonight.
So the premise of the show, obviously, we came in at a to be continued moment. And this is the thing that always makes me very upset. The Bachelor can do an episode in an hour. They choose not to. Okay? We got a lot of stuff done today. Did it have a lot of content to it? Definitely not. However, they got it in an hour episode.
Yeah. The problem is, if you only show 1 hour of TV, you can only sell one episode or 1 hour of advertising.
That's true. And you know, a lot of people watch this show.
A lot of people watch this show. That's why we have our show.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the literature that has been out lately. Obviously, Rachel has been on Ellen. She was adorable. She had too big of a weave when she was on Jimmy Kimmel, and they really downsized it. So thank God for that. Finally, maybe they got somebody black to do her hair because the weave was too big when it first came on. And Jimmy Kimmel did a spot with Elijah Wood on his show, and literally for 10 minutes, he and Elijah Wood talked about The Bachelor. It was delightful. Now, we know now that Elijah Wood is, quote-unquote, friends with Nick.
Quote-unquote, 3 feet tall.
3 feet tall and also friends with Nick. So that was a really funny story if you have the time to go and search it through Jimmy Fallon. But I say all that to say, a lot of people watch the show. A ton.
I'd like to just pause right there and just, in case our listeners, you know, are eagle-eared like me, did you just refer to Ellen and Jimmy Fallon as literature?
Pop culture literature, Adam.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Suck it.
I was going with a more traditional, you
know. No one talks about books.
More traditional.
Literally, no one cares about books except you.
You know where you could find a definition of literature?
Is in a book?
In a book.
In a book, Adam.
The book.
The book?
So.
Let's get to the show.
So Nick and Andy are in this hotel room in New York, and they make it.
Okay. They're in Brooklyn, all right?
That's New York.
I know, but, you know, people get very uppity about that.
All right, they're in this hotel room in Brooklyn.
Better.
Which is in New York. Which is in New York. Right?
Okay.
Anyway, so they're there. They make it sound like this is going to be so dramatic because, as we all remember, Nick was a contestant on Andy's season. He got second. He was in love with her. She didn't love him back. They had sex anyway.
He got mad.
He called her out in the after the final rose, and it's going to come back to bite him.
Well, here's... This is funny because I wrote in my notes, literally, and Adam, look at this sentence. It says, she's on here to provide closure to his bullshit. Tell me I'm wrong.
She's on here for two reasons that I see.
Why? She has a second book deal? Not like the first book, which was a nonfiction self-help kind of thing.
Okay. She's on here for multiple reasons. The first is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
Hey, look, this is a woman who had a lot going for her.
She was a defense attorney.
She was a lawyer. Mm-hmm. She had her pick of all these men with no body hair and just
a litter.
Enormous chests and biceps.
Yes, probably small penises because of all the steroids they're on.
She had all of this in front of her.
She did.
And you know what she did? She rode the Josh Murray train straight to hell.
Straight to hell.
Stopped doing her job.
She did.
Moved somewhere else. Relationship fell apart. He went on TV to date other people on a reality show.
Actually,
or whatever
on
it was.
Two reality shows, guys.
And those fell apart because he's terrible.
He's a monster.
And she picked that.
She did. But you know what? Andy the Dwarf Dorfman is doing pretty well for herself. She is a very heavy Instagram influencer. Like I said, she's on her second book deal. She goes a lot of places. She's still really good friends with Charlene. I mean, she's thin as hell. She's wearing leather pants.
She is thin.
I mean, I don't see what the problem is.
I think a cautionary tale. I think it's like, this is what happens when you don't pick right.
That's true.
This is what happens. You,
for both of them.
You give up your career and all of this beautiful future you had a while ago. I don't know if Nick has quite what Andy had, though.
No.
You give all this up. And you put a ceiling on yourself at, like, E-list fake celebrity, like, tabloid rag celebrity.
I'd say she's a C. I mean, people like her.
First of all, she hasn't eaten in, like, 3 years. There's no way she's a C.
She's not a C anymore. She's more of a large B.
Like an A+. Anyway, so that was number one.
So basically, they sat around and talked about Nick's indiscretions. Andy was like, please don't mess this up like you did with me. And he's like, wait, but you messed it up. And she's like, actually, you messed it up with me. And then you ruined my life by basically creating all of this crazy stuff when you said on the show, if you weren't in love with me, why would you make love to me? And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry about that. I guess I shouldn't have done that. That was really uncool. Yeah, it was really uncool.
This
Nick.
Is all a best guess at what he's actually saying.
He's
you catch like
of this.
30% of the words that come out
sure.
of his mouth.
I mean, literally, I didn't need to see this.
No, so
I had no desire to see Andy the Dwarf Dorfman stoop so low as to come back down to this show's level.
She is sitting around waiting to get this call for her next paycheck. She has royalties
from the book, Adam. She doesn't need this. She's got Sean Lowe money. Andy the Dwarf Dorfman is fine.
How many people are still buying that book?
A lot.
Really?
Yes, Scrawl.
Okay. So anyway, so Nick's like, I'm not even sure if I'm going to pick one of these.
Shut up. Whatever.
The second important reason Andy is on the show is so that she and Nick can revisit this whole, like, why did you sleep with me if you weren't going to pick with me,
right.
pick me thing. Because he realizes now that if he has sex with somebody he doesn't pick, they can flip that right around on him.
Boom.
So he has to get it on the record that he has changed positions. Now that I'm in your spot, I see that I should be having sex with everyone.
And this is much harder than I thought it was. Yeah, you think?
That's what they had to do. It's terrible, but that's reality TV for you.
I love those leather pants she had on. Her hair looked really good, too.
Do you have anything else to say about this?
I love Andy Dorfman.
I do, too.
She's great.
Nick is not.
No.
So while all this is happening,
sure.
The women are lining up outside.
Right. Well, you know they're really not lining up outside. They shot that out of sequence. You know that.
Can't they do this indoors?
I mean, they need to give these girls some heat lamps or something. This is disrespectful.
There's not a nice lobby with a fireplace and some flowers and something?
Well, that was the lobby with the fireplace. It was all outside. And God bless poor Corinne, who, you know, however you want to feel about her, I mean, my God, she had her whole entire body was out on that in that dress.
Her decision. That's her decision.
She looked like she was like a cold, wet dog. Speaking of Corinne, we had to let Corinne go this week.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should have done End of the Road. the rug.
So we had to lose Corinne this week. And obviously, based on the four women that were left, I mean, what else could you have expected?
No, like, listen, her star has burnt out a while ago.
Yeah.
Everyone's tired of seeing her. Like, it was great while it lasted.
It was great while it lasted. I'm not saying that it wasn't. You know, I mean, we had a lot of ups and downs with Corinne. I mean, I hated her in the beginning, and then I started to feel bad for her. And now, like, she went on this whole rant in the car, which I thought was really interesting, where she started saying, like, you know, to Nick, like, I'm sorry if I didn't anything mean to you, and started crying, which I thought was a really weird reaction for her to have. And then she kind of went off in the car where she's like, I'm done telling men that I love them and I worship them. I just want to be me. And the next time I get into a relationship, a guy needs to come to me and come correct or not come at all. And I was like, well, not, that's obviously not what she said in specificity.
That's,
I am just saying that.
That's slightly, yeah.
I am compiling all of the things that
you're
she said.
You're giving us, like, the cliff notes.
I'm giving you the
cliff
notes.
Through your filter.
But that was, you know, for her to kind of come to that realization through a breakup on television, I'm kind of proud of her.
I can't believe you fell for that.
I'm sorry.
That was a canned thing that she wrote to get herself more airtime.
I don't know if she wrote
and
it.
And to have ready,
honey,
for going into,
honey,
when she's on
VIP. You always forget the producers are pulling everything out of these people's bodies. Literally, they pulled those words out of her mouth. She might have thought about it a little bit, but the producer said, why don't you say that again and say it like this? I mean, you know, it's all a game. That's what everybody forgets.
Like, when you're 23, you think you've been through stuff, and you think, oh, this, I've had so much experience.
Yeah.
You haven't.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. Especially not her.
Oh,
she
I
has
didn't
been
say
through
she
nothing.
I didn't say she doesn't know what she's talking about. I didn't say that. I didn't say she did know what she was talking about. I'm just saying that for somebody who is on, has been on the show and has very clearly not shown
been
me.
Been a child.
Right. Because clearly not shown me that she can, oh, I don't know, wipe her own butt in the morning. For her to say something like that seemed a little off character for her.
I think she planned that speech.
I think you got to say she stopped. She planned it because she didn't. The producers pulled that out of her. They made her say that.
It could be both.
It is definitely what I said.
What I think? No, I think it's what I said.
No.
We're going to have to fight about this.
So we get to the end of the rose ceremony and we finally find out that we're going to Finland, guys. What a great place to fall in love.
I have one more note about the rose ceremony.
Oh, God.
Somewhere in this season, Nick dropped a syllable from the word relationship. He says relationship. The two that start with the sh sound, he just merges into the last.
You know why he doesn't say that?
Because he can't talk.
Because he can't talk. And his lisp is so bad, and his veneers are so bad that he covers his mouth and doesn't know how to speak. I've told you this so many times.
He's not the victim.
Yes, he is.
I'm the victim. I gotta watch this guy on TV.
This motherfucker, he's hooked on phonics. Don't let that be my problem for the rest of my life.
I can't listen to him. The purpose of words is to get across meanings.
Listen.
He's messing up all the words.
Adam,
it's messing up all the
Adam,
meanings.
Adam, you and I are both from Midwestern states.
Is he.
Our non-regional diction is very important to who we are as people. And Nick Viall is from a Midwestern state that is so far up north that he has completely lost.
Borderline Canadian.
It's borderline.
Literally borderline Canadian.
It is literally borderline Canadian. It's that very weird Wisconsin, Minnesota, like Michigan accent that is absolutely so garbled. It sounds like somebody's chewing mashed potatoes and gargling mouthwash at the same time. He can't help it, for God's sakes. And it's never gonna happen.
He's on TV.
So we go to Finland so that we can start having
sex.
So
we go to Finland.
Let's have sex in Finland, guys.
It's very cold.
It's so cold.
So there are three people left.
Which, and obviously, the weather seems to be something that the producers want to continue to torture these women with. Yes, yeah. Let's put them out in the cold. Who cares?
What the hell is that about? There's not a beach somewhere.
They were at Bimini. That was enough of a beach, right?
They can't go back.
They can't go back.
I mean, You're ABC. You're The Bachelor. You go wherever the hell you want. Why don't you go to Finland?
They blew their wad on the Backstreet Boys.
Go to Lapland, Finland.
So we go to Finland,
where it's cold. And there are three people left, which means this is a unique stage of the show, because now he has an opportunity to finally get physical with the women.
Well, sanctioned.
Intimate. Yeah, sanctioned.
A sanctioned
physical interaction. It is now part of the game that he has a chance to have sex with each of these women.
Thank you for calling it a game.
That's what it is. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
So we only saw the first third of this.
Correct.
We saw Raven, not even all of it, really. We saw the beginning of Raven's
date. Well, we saw all of Raven's date, and then, you know, now they're beginning to show the end of the fantasy suite, the morning after experience. So, I mean, once we get to the next episode, it's going to go right at the beginning with the morning after of Raven.
So, there's something that I've been thinking about with Raven for a long time.
Okay.
Am I missing something? She is not attractive enough to win this game. She does not have the look to win the game.
To you, Adam, you know you have a very particular set of tastes. I think some of this is that you're still mad that Christina, our Russian princess, is not on the show.
I'm definitely still mad about that, but
unrelated. You are also definitely still mad that Danielle L. is no longer on the show.
Kind of, but just objectively. Do you objectively think Raven is hot enough to win this?
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
I really am just missing something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's you.
I apologize to our listeners. I'm just very not into her thing at all.
You are not. I mean, Raven, like I've said before, she's a dark horse. She plays the game very strategically. And on top of that, she's got this, like, weird, like, couth, uncouth, like, fight that's happening internally with herself. She's very articulate in terms of her feelings and, you know, what she wants to say. And, you know, she's a great storyteller and she's funny. And then she'll sometimes say things where you're like, you are really backwoods. Like, how is this all meshed together? It's very complicated. And I'm aroused.
Are you? Because I don't like that.
It's just, it's a weird combination. It's like, you know, like how people sometimes like, you know, Chex Mix. It's like that.
I like Chex Mix.
I hate Chex Mix.
Oh. I mean, I like all food, really, so.
Yeah, but it's like one of those weird combinations of food. Like when I was little, I used to put ketchup on my white rice. That's weird.
That is weird.
See? It's like that.
And look what happened to you when you grew up. A radio show about The Bachelor.
Like a fool.
Like an idiot.
Like an idiot.
I don't know. There's no part of me has ever really been, taken Raven seriously as a contender. And now that there are three people left, and we know that one of them can't win,
right?
I still don't.
Well, I mean, very clearly, and guys, I mean, not to bring up a bold prediction before we get to this part.
Well, unsanctioned!
It's an unsanctioned
bold
prediction.
Look who's uncouth now!
I'm sorry. If Nick can bang Caitlin outside of the fantasy suite, I can give you a bold prediction whenever the hell I want.
Wow, that's true.
It's my body! So, it can't be in the top two. Vanessa and Rachel, because she's...
Rachel can't make the top two. She has to be the next one out.
She's the next one out. We all know that. So the fact that we have to get to the final two and we're kind of not sure if it's going to be Raven or Vanessa, which is not really a bold prediction if you really think about it. So I take it back. So I'm at the point where sometimes I see Raven with Nick and I don't know who he's going to pick, because Vanessa is... very dramatic. She is a tornado of emotions, clearly. And Raven, he likes this sort of, like, big personality, like, salty, sweet kind of thing that she's doing and that she does. And, you know, he's a stimulation junkie. Like, if Nick
was...
He's a stimulation junkie. He needs to constantly have somebody, like, you know, touching all of his buttons at the same time. He needs his penis to be hard. He also needs his mind to be stimulated. He needs somebody to have a really nice and interesting, like, voice with stickiness to it. He also needs somebody to smell good, the hair to feel good. It's like all that stuff. Like, he needs all of these things to happen at once. And Raven allows for that to happen. So I get it.
My mind literally cannot process that. It can't. No part of me understands how Raven could be attracted to somebody.
So the premise of their date, basically, you know, they're...
They did the helicopter ride.
We're playing darts. We're drinking in Finland. It's all very cute. So the basis of this is that, you know, Raven hasn't told Nick that she loves him yet.
She hasn't told anybody. She hasn't ever told, in the history of the world.
She has never told anybody. Her last boyfriend was the only person she ever had sex with. She never had an orgasm with him. Now, interesting distinction to make, because you got to listen to her when she says it. She never had an orgasm with him.
Right.
She's had one.
Right. So here's what there's something that I want to bring up.
All right.
She says things like, I've never said I love you before. And she's not the first contestant on this show to say this.
Sure.
I've never had an orgasm before. I've never said I love you before. Where are the fact checkers? How do we know that's true?
I don't know.
What if she's just saying it to be dramatic for TV?
You know, and that's the thing. With Raven, you really don't know.
Because, I don't think this is Raven. I think it's everybody on the show.
Well, I mean, honey, I'm going to tell you this again. The producers are pulling this stuff out. You got to stop thinking these people are acting alone. There are literally 20 people.
I've been watching this show for so long, and I still fall for it.
You idiot.
I'm such an idiot.
20 people behind these cameras telling people, hey, you know what you haven't said yet? You haven't told Nick you love him. You know, do you think it's because...
You never told anybody that?
Maybe you should say that. Or you know what? You know, oh, tell me about your ex-boyfriend. Oh, did you ever have an orgasm with him? You didn't? That's crazy.
She spent a lot of time talking about her ex.
She did.
She did not use her percent very well in this date.
Well, I mean, and this is the same guy she had the stiletto fight with.
Right.
Well, of course you didn't have an orgasm with him because you didn't trust him. You were with him for 2 years and he was cheating on you.
Duh. And he was drunk.
He was probably not doing it right. Speaking of not doing it right, did anybody read that Jezebel article? Well, it's not really a Jezebel article. It was actually a study that came out about how still straight men don't know how to have sex with women.
They don't know how?
Well, they know how. They don't know how to provide satisfaction.
Where do I put this?
I'm so horned up.
They don't know how to provide satisfaction to women.
This seems like it's just fitting your agenda right now.
It's not.
Forcing us in the show.
It's not. I'm just saying that it is very topical. That's what the people are talking about.
Speaking of what the people are talking about, I want to talk about what Raven's talking about.
Okay. So we get to her date,
and she's having this big revelation.
Right.
I've never said I love you to anybody. I've never had these feelings before. So right now, I'm going to decide I do love someone, and it is Nick, and I'm going to say it to him.
Right.
Now that there are three people left, I'm going to do this.
What a perfect strategic time to say this.
I've never had an orgasm with somebody, so right now, I'm going to have sex with him, and I bet you with the big reveal... Beginning of the next episode is that guess what happened to her?
Fireworks!
Right?
We're chopping wood! It's a waterfall! Yeah. And the northern lights explode!
It's like an extremely centralized earthquake. And so...
Oh my god!
Anyway, so this is what's going to happen. And here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
The story that she is experiencing... obviously is not real. All of these contestants on the show, you see it in both genders on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. When you get to this point in the show, three or four people left, they're all like, I am at exactly the point right now where I realize that I love this person and I want to tell them. It's so fake. And all these people are so dumb, they can't even come up with their own story outside of it. It's just their own little... repeated idiosyncratic like storybook saga of love where they're like, I kind of liked him originally and then I met him and then it was like, whoa, but I was cautious and then we went on these dates and then I got a chance to win and now I realize I need to pull out all the stops and say I love you and have sex with him. It's like, it's not believable. You've seen it so many times every season. Everyone follows the same pattern.
You still think that it's the people on the show that are the ones that are feeding them.
I'm so dumb.
Like, you're so dumb, Adam. I mean, the producers know that, like, a couple weeks out, they need to start planting the seeds with not everybody, with the right people. Because they are spending so much time with Nick and all of the other contestants. They know exactly who he's probably going to pick or exactly who's going to get to hometowns. So you know what? They start spending more time with those people. They start spending more time on those people too. Doing the in the moment shots. You know, having conversations with them. They're probably all backstage and behind the scenes saying to them, you know, do you think you might get far enough to go to hometowns? Do you think you need to start, you know, thinking about whether or not you love this person? Could they meet your family? You know your dad is sick. Wouldn't you love to go home and see him? You idiot! You know that's what they're saying to them! These are not things that these people that are contestants on the show that are getting... They're not getting to these things on their own. That's why none of these relationships work out!
It just seems... Yeah.
It seems like a reality television show where the whole show is fake.
It is statistically impossible that for 5 weeks, nobody feels in love with him. And then in the sixth
all
week,
of a sudden, there's a wave everyone of feels all in love with love. Him. It's so crazy how that happens, isn't it, Adam? They're still trying to make a TV show, you fool. Anyway, we get to the end of Raven's date.
Smart in this, I promise.
You're not.
The thing is that I'm not.
You're not.
Okay.
We get to the end of Raven's date. She says she loves Nick in a very beautiful, lyrical sort of mishmash of Southern twang. He is charmed by it, and he kisses her. The one thing that I want to say is the difference between Vanessa when she said that she loved Nick and Bimini. And Raven, when she said it this time, it was the same sort of level of conversation. It was the same build up to like getting there. His reaction is so key here because the reaction that he had, and this is why I'm leaning a little bit more towards Raven over Vanessa.
Okay, good.
This is it. The reaction that he had to Vanessa was to say, basically, go Bucks.
Yes.
Thank you, and go Bucks. He, like, went on and explained himself, like, didn't do anything physical to sort of comfort her, knowing that he can't say I love you back. Now, the argument that you could make... The argument that you could make is that he was in a very weird emotional state in you know, Bimini because of all the other stuff that was happening. Everybody was on their period at the same time and, you know, things were escalating. You could argue that. However.
I don't even know why I'm in this show. you could just say all the things you have to say and then you just say all the things I'm going to say.
Right. Is that what you were going to say?
No, but pretty close. So you say the other thing while I think of an alternative way to say what I'm going to say.
So when, after Raven's thing, he kisses her and it's very tender and it's loving and it's sweet, sort of to give her that sort of physical reassurance that, I mean, she's watched the show, she knows what's up, that he can't say it back, but to give her that physical reassurance. He did not do that for Vanessa. Don't forget it.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. Vanessa says, I love you. And Nick, knowing that this is the person he is going to pick, knowing this is the person who has already won at this point.
Classic misdirection?
Looks at her and starts talking back because he doesn't know what to say because he's not allowed to say I love you too.
Right.
So he just mishmashes the words and they come out. Because he's trying to talk his way around saying what he really wants to say.
Right.
When Raven says it to him, he just... There's nothing he can say because he doesn't feel the same way, so he just kisses her instead.
I stand by my statement. Well, thank God you had to think of something to say.
So the episode ends.
Yeah.
They give us this just like horribly cheesy lead up. And they're like, join us next week to see... Like,
for 3 hours of hell that you'll never get back.
They're hitting this orgasm thing like
really hard.
Way too hard. They're like... Yeah, but like, come back next week. Will Raven's date come to
back
a climax?
Next week.
You can't just load it like that.
Sick.
So anyway, yeah, we're going to come back next week.
For the climax. We'll see how things go with Vanessa. I think her main thing is, like, she wants to know that she feels special. She's an idiot because she doesn't know she's on a reality television show.
It's really hard to play this game. Rachel's
big thing is, you know, expressing her feelings. Everybody else has said, I love you, except her. But she knows he ain't worth it, girl.
She knows that they already told her that she's going to be the Bachelorette. So she's looking for, like, the gentleman's way out.
Right. She's like, let me get this tail first, because I know you got a nice body, and I'd like for that to be me. But then I'm out, though.
I'd like to get a trip to Finland, but I don't want to run the risk of actually winning. No. So what can I do to sabotage myself? Which is exactly what she's doing.
She's like, they said, why don't you just not tell him you love him? She's like, sold!
She's like, I agree. So that happened. So,
I think it's time for power rankings, and I think it's time for bold predictions. I've said most of mine.
I feel like we should do them together.
Okay.
What do you want to just restate?
I mean, obviously, the final three. My number three is Rachel. I mean, we already know she's going to be the Bachelorette. This two series of episodes are probably the most anticlimactic set of episodes ever, because we know that Rachel is not going to be in the top two. So we got to move on and decide something else. I love her. She's great. I don't know what to say.
My number three, and this is going to be a surprise to you, it is not the person who is mathematically eliminated. It is actually Raven.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm ranking them based on how I'm attracted to them.
Oh, my God.
I'm still more attracted to Rachel than Raven, so...
Honey, it's not... The jig is up. Let it go.
No, don't tell me how to do my power rankings.
Be Elsa in this moment. Let it go. No holding back anymore. Let it go. Look,
there are three people left. I'm going to rate them in the order that I am attracted to them. Raven is still last. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
My number two is Rachel.
Okay. And why is Rachel your number two?
Because I am more attracted to her than to Raven, but less attracted to her than I am to Vanessa.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm rating them based on how I'm attracted. I've been doing this all season.
My number two is Vanessa.
No. Listen, like, I'm putting this together.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but you can't say that.
You don't, like, there's one person left, and you're number one spot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't mean that.
Life comes at you fast.
I just might miss it. I should take a break.
Life comes at you fast, man.
Wait. Really?
Yeah. Vanessa, listen. It's the same problem or qualm that we had about Liz the doula. Vanessa has proved herself to be, as of late, the wrong kind of challenge for Nick. He likes his women complicated, he likes them scrappy, but he likes them together, and he likes them, honestly, not really sort of dramatic, and not somebody that is going to come down on him and challenge him about his feelings and the decisions that he makes.
Here's what you're missing.
Vanessa.
Go ahead.
Does that. Vanessa wants to know she's special. I want you to tell me that you love me. I want you to tell me that you care about me. Raven's not like that. Raven is easy. Raven is cool. Obviously, she's not as easy as she should be because she has only had the one orgasm. But Raven is the right kind of challenge that Nick likes.
Here's what you're missing. Vanessa is doing all of this off camera, not when he's around to his face.
Is she?
Yes. As far as I know. Me, having seen all of it.
Having seen all of the show and continuing to forget the producers are behind everything.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, though. She's only doing it when she's talking to them. She's not doing it when she's talking to him. Because if she were, it would be on TV.
It was. That conversation that they had in Bimini.
I'm going to throw a challenge flag. Oh, that was 10 years ago.
That was not 10 years ago!
That was a long time ago.
Listen, I said what I said. You said what you were going to say. This is This is what it is.
Listen, like, I hate to be the one who's obviously right here. I do. It kills me. But there's no way Vanessa doesn't win. I'm a gambling man. But even if I weren't, I'd put it all on Vanessa. She's the only one who can win.
What are your bold predictions for next week? I mean, I clearly already said
mine. Yeah, you already said yours. So, in lieu of a standard bold prediction, the logician in me, now that we've gotten this the number of outcomes down to a very set result.
Sure. We have a 33% chance, 33.3% chance of being right.
about who wins. But about the entire order, you have a 16 2/3% chance.
Oh, God.
How you find the number of possibilities left is you take your N and then you put the exclamation point after it, which means you multiply it by all the numbers smaller than itself. So it's just 3 × 2 × 1. There's only 6 chances left, right?
I'm sorry.
When there's 4 people left, you got 4 × 3 × 2 × 1. That's 24. That's too many. But now that we're down to 3, it's only 6. So I'm going to just take a blitz through all 6 potential things and discuss how likely they are.
I just feel like, Raven right now. Like, this is not something that someone would orgasm from. Do you want to continue to do this?
Listen, our listeners expect me to be a certain way. I am a thing, you know? I am a thing. I'm a calculator. So the first two possibilities both start with Rachel getting eliminated. These are the most likely, right? She's going to go first. Then it's either Vanessa and then Raven, or Raven and then Vanessa. Obviously, I would take Vanessa to win, right? That is the most likely scenario. Rachel goes, then Raven, then Vanessa. Other interesting scenarios are the two where Rachel wins. And she says no.
She's not going to win.
And she says no.
Yeah, right.
That could happen.
That, if that happens, I'm a monkey's uncle. Okay. Both a monkey and a male primate.
That would be interesting.
Right?
And not an only child.
And no longer an only child.
Yeah. So the really interesting one, to me, is where Rachel gets second. Because if if Raven goes and it's Rachel and Vanessa, obviously Vanessa wins.
It's not going to be, it's just but not going to.
But if Rachel gets second and Vanessa goes out in third, I still don't believe Raven's going to win. These have been all 6 scenarios. Most likely, Rachel goes, then Raven goes and Vanessa wins. Vegas line on that happening. It's very, very, very bad money.
I'm happy that you think that. I'm happy that you think that you're right. But you're not.
Listen, I'm a podcaster. It's my job to have an opinion.
So next week, we will see you guys for an abhorrent amount of time. So we will have a 1-hour episode next week to finish off the Fantasy Suites. Because how can the Fantasy Suites finish without finishing? Sex joke. And then we'll have 2 full hours of the Women Tell All, which, you know, no longer is going to be interesting because we already know who the Bachelorette is and we don't have to have tryouts for it.
Yeah, I just want to see Christina talk.
I just basically want to see everybody that got veneers, everybody that got their hair dyed, everybody that lost a ton of weight. Those are the transformations I'd really like to see.
Everybody who has found somebody since.
Yeah.
I always like that.
Yeah.
And by like it, I mean find it hilarious.
Exactly.
It's fake.
I love that. I would love to see Danielle L. again because you know she looks good. So I'm just really excited.
I want to see what she's wearing.
I want to see whether or not her boobs will be out. And I think there is a non-zero chance that they will be uncovered.
Entirely?
Entirely. Like just areola. Pasties. Full on.
No.
Just full on areola. So that'll be fun next week. And then again the following week, we'll see you for another 3 hours for the 2-hour finale and then the after the final rose. I'm just really happy that they, you know, are doing all of this in quick succession so that, you know, I can lose 6 hours of my life that I guess I
don't
didn't
lose
want.
It. We do it for the audience.
That's right.
We do it for the people.
We do it for the people.
Give them what they want.
We are giving the people what they want. Boniface 2017.
At this point, it'd be 2020.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, the wedding hashtag.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Yeah.
People what they want.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
I think my time on the Bachelor franchise is probably complete.
You get to be the Bachelor, you get to meet 25, at least amazing women, but...
It's not a normal environment. It's a very unrealistic situation. It's real to you. A lot of people ask me, how's Chris Harrison? Really popular. Dabbled in modeling a little bit. People really like TVs.